I hefted the sword and bared my teeth in a snarl.
Oh, you want some of this, Magilla?
I taunted, taking two more steps forward.
Come get some. I'll show you what keeps happening to Kong.
There, at the base of the tower wall, a crumpled human form, bloodied, bruised, half-frozen, but alive. He lifted his face as I came into sight and I met the gaze of Gentleman Johnny Marcone. They tied him to the wall with ropes. Something of a mercy, since metal chains would probably have killed him given the weather over the past few days. One side of his face was puffy with bruises, but both eyes were open. He had a lot of blood on one side of his head. In fact, hell's bells. Something had ripped off the top half of his left ear. Not neatly, either. The flesh had been raggedly torn. The knuckles of his right hand were thickly crusted with blood. Marcone had torn them open on something before he'd been bound. He'd fought them. I stopped talking trash and started backpedaling toward Michael and Sonya immediately. Magog froze, his head tilted comically to one side, his expression confused. Nicodemus sat up in place on the throne, sensing that the plan he thought was going along so swimmingly had begun to fall apart.
Michael!
I said, and tossed Phidolachius into the air behind me.
Kill them!
Nicodemus snapped, his voice ringing over the hilltop.
Kill them, now!
Tessa let out a scream that sounded almost orgasmic, and sections of scarlet and black chitin seemed to simply rip their way out of her flesh, her body stretching and distending into her mantis shape. Deidre hissed and arched her back in a kinetic echo of her mother, her hair lengthening into steel blades, her skin darkening. Rosanna howled and called fire, specifically hellfire, into her spread hands, while Thornid Namshiel lifted his hand into the air and gathered flickers of green lightning between his fingertips. Magog simply bellowed and charged, and with howls of hunger and rage, a dozen hairless beasts bounded from the shadows all around us and flung themselves at us with bloodthirsty disregard for their own lives. And, as if all of that weren't enough, half a dozen points of brilliant red light, the emanations of laser sights of hidden gunmen, flashed at us through the mist and sleet. Oh, yeah. Super plan, Harry. I had them right where I wanted them.